A word for you from Matthew chapter 14 verse 15. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." The disciples thought that they were being very practical and that they were thinking ahead. They were forward-thinking disciples. And yet they were at loggerheads with their Lord. Jesus thought completely differently. And he was one in the previous verse who, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, even though he was actually hoping to go for a rest. For when he crossed with the boat to the other side, it was indeed a desolate place. But when Jesus saw the crowds waiting for him there, he had compassion on them and he healed their sick. And he spoke to them for the whole day. And yet the disciples made the error, as they often did in these early years. But remember, it was only 3 years that they spent with the Lord, and they had to learn many lessons. How many have you learned in the time that you've been a disciple? Well, let's learn from their mistakes. They thought that they were being practical. Jesus regarded them as impractical because he wanted them to provide the food. In the previous word for you, we looked at Exodus chapter 4, verse 2, where the Lord asked Moses, "What is that in your hand?" And how the Lord uses that which is close by. We often try to exclude ourselves from God's working, and we expect God to work in a very remote way. I've been inspired by a devotion I read about this from Ryleism, and he points out that in this case, the Lord wanted to show his disciples that he would use that which was close by in their hands. The Lord was able to work, although it was a very impractical time. It was, evening was beginning, and the crowds were hungry. Jesus saw it. The disciples saw it. But their solution was completely different. They said, "Send them away. Let them buy food for themselves." Had the Lord heeded their practical thoughts, we wouldn't have had the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. We wouldn't have known about that boy with the bread and the two fish. And we would have been deprived of this glorious miracle. Remember, the Lord wants to use that which is in your hand. Listen to him. Obey him.